I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Teen Challenge says drug abuse, especially inhalants in Latvia, have gone up 600% since the fall of communism. Every young person is at risk, but Tiffany Taylor with Orphan Outreach says orphans are especially vulnerable. Even kids connected to Orphan Outreach are falling prey.
The most important thing for our staff and caregivers is to really work really hard with these kids to let them know that they have a Heavenly Father, that their life is in their hands, and to help them turn away from the desire from the drugs.
Next, the scriptures to spiritual growth is like special plant food Miracle-Gro is to a harvest. It's a catalyst to an unexpected yield. This is a picture of what's happening to Audio Scripture Ministries in Mozambique. Tom Dudenhofer says with the help of a digital player, people are responding to the gospel in droves.
We need to try to figure out ways that we can get thousands of players into the country, not just a couple hundred.
Like 500 a month, not a year. The ministry is rethinking some of its projects to meet this need. As any gardener will tell you, yield is all about knowing when to act. $40 for an eternal harvest. You can find out more at our website. And witch doctors and ancient practices are common in New Ireland, an island off the coast of Papua New Guinea. 15 out of 23 languages spoken there don't even have their own translation of the New Testament. Wycliffe Associates is working with the local Bible translators to finish New Ireland's last 15 New Testament translations in the next 8 years. They have a matching donor who will double every dollar given towards this cause. You can find out more by going to our website. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address absolutely free. It's complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.